Sunday, June 1st, 1:30 p.m. in my bedroom. I still haven't quite recovered from all the drama at Queasy Cheesy. It was unreal. Unfortunately, I won't have much time to write in my diary today because my mom is making me take Brianna to see Princess Sugarplum Saves Baby Unicorn Island, Part 9. After that, I plan to watch a marathon session of My Very Rich and Trashy Life, reruns, eat dinner, do my homework, and then go to bed. Now, where did I leave off? I was practically in tears at Queasy Cheesy as I watched Brandon walk away. He glanced sadly at me over his shoulder and then opened the door. That's when my BFFs, Chloe and Zoe, came storming into the restaurant, yelling like their hair was on fire. OMG! Thank goodness we found you, Nikki! Chloe shrieked out of breath. We called your mom, and she told us you were here, Zoe shouted excitedly. What in the world is going on? I wondered. Then they each grabbed Brandon by an arm and practically dragged him back to my table. Listen, Chloe and Zoe, Brandon grumbled. The last thing I want to do is interrupt Nikki's date, so I was just leaving. Brandon, sit down! Chloe and Zoe both yelled at him. Brandon blinked in surprise, pulled up a chair from a nearby table, and quickly sat down. Listen, guys, Andre said. I know you're really good friends and all, but Nicole personally invited me here to discuss our summer plans. I think you need to respect our privacy. That's when Chloe totally lost it. Listen, Mr. Cutie Pants, you can talk to Nicole all you want, but stay away from our BFF Nikki. I'm warning you. I know karate, kung fu, judo, taekwondo, and at least 5 other dangerous words, she growled. You tell him, girlfriend, Zoe said. And I've got... Wait, I know I put that thing in here somewhere, she said, digging around inside her purse. Suddenly, she whipped out her cell phone. Just great. Chloe and Zoe barged in like a herd of wild buffalo and threatened my new friend Andre with violence. Just to take a few more cute selfies with him? I was so disgusted. Zoe tapped her phone a few times. And I've got this, an incriminating photo. She shoved it right in Andre's face. Can you explain this, Andre? Zoe shouted. Andre stared at it and furrowed his brow. It looks like a girl in pink pajamas with a mud mask on, dancing while singing into a hairbrush? He shrugged.
Oh, wait, that's me. Wrong photo.
She giggled nervously as she tapped her phone again. Then she shoved her phone into Andre's face again.
Okay, explain this.
It's a little old lady with a party hat on, blowing out candles on a birthday cake, he said.
Oops, that's my grandma's 75th birthday party. Wrong photo again.
This stupid phone is so touch sensitive, she grumbled. I just rolled my eyes. Brandon shook his head in disbelief. Andre looked a little bored.
Okay. Let's try this one last time. Explain this, Zoe snarled.
Andre glanced at the phone with a smirk on his face, but it quickly melted into concern. Poor Andre, I thought. It looked like my BFFs had finally discovered those online photos of us. Queasy Cheesy is known for its entertainment that features Queasy the Mouse and his rock band of animatronic animal pals. Not my over-the-top middle school drama. But people were staring and eating popcorn. Nikki, we're here to warn you that you're eating pizza with a dirty rat, Zoe said loudly. Just at that moment, Queasy the Mouse was waddling by with a tray of pizza and heard her. He stopped in his tracks and sadly hung his head. Come on, Zoe. Queasy's a mouse, not a rat. And he's not that dirty, I argued. Rodents have feelings too, you know. Actually, I wasn't talking about Queasy, Zoe said. Sorry about that. She gave the costume mouse a sheepish grin. We good? Queasy gave her a nod and a thumbs up and happily waddled away. I was talking about the two-faced weasel over there, Zoe said, pointing. I thought she was throwing shade at Willy the Weasel, who played guitar on the Queasy Cheesy stage, but she was pointing straight at Andre, who stared back with a worried look on his face. Andre? I uttered in shock. Zoe, what are you talking about? You're making a big mistake. Chloe tapped Zoe's shoulder. I'll take it from here. I got this, she said gruffly, like the bad cop. Uh-oh, I thought. Chloe is my BFF and all, but sometimes that girl can be so extra. So, Chloe and Zoe, would you like one? They're delish, Andre said nervously as he offered them his box of French pastries. Dude, the only reason we're here is to take you down, Chloe said, wagging her finger in his face. Nobody messes with our BFF, even if they've got delicious, melt-in-your-mouth chocolate pastries that are still warm and smell heavenly. She snatched the box of pastries from Andre and shoved one into her mouth. OMG, these things are delicious. I'm confiscating these for, evidence. I need to taste test each one for safety reasons, Chloe muttered with her mouth full. Chloe, chillax, I shouted. Leave Andre alone, and please tell me what's going on. Nikki, someone has been posting altered photos of you online to create scandalous gossip about you shamelessly flirting with Andre, Zoe explained. And they've been posting nasty comments on the message boards about all of us. They actually called you, Zoe, and me dogs. We are not dogs, Chloe said angrily, her hands on her hips. Zoe and I only got fleas that one time we helped Brandon wash dogs at Fuzzy Friends, but it wasn't his fault. We forgot to use the flea dip. Thank you for coming here to tell me all this stuff, but I already know about it, I said. You do? Chloe and Zoe gasped in surprise. Yeah, Brandon does too. And you just told Andre. I think Selfie Chic is Tiffany, and Mackenzie is Love My Lip Gloss. Mackenzie pretty much admitted to me she posted the pics. But I'm sure she's going to lie like a rug if we report her to Principal Winston for cyberbullying. We're going to need more proof. Well, here's another piece of the puzzle for you, Zoe said, as she showed Brandon and me that photo on her phone. I'd assumed it was one of the photos of Andre and me online, but it wasn't. OMG! I could not believe my eyes! It was shocking! The four of us just glared at Andre like he was something nasty Daisy had left behind the couch. Listen, that photo is not what it seems. Nicole, you've got to believe me. I can't explain, Andre stammered. Okay, Andre, you have exactly 1 minute, I said, trying to remain calm. Start explaining. Maybe there was a perfectly innocent explanation for what we saw in that photo, but from the looks of it, probably not. Uh-oh, my mom just called me. I have to stop writing now. Time to go on an exciting trip to Baby Unicorn Island for yet another captivating adventure with Princess Sugarplum and my bratty little sister. Why was I not born an only child?